I feel like I disappoint Othello every time I bring that down early because you've listened to the show. You do the show and you listen and analyze and you're like, dude, one of the things you have to do is have an intro.
Oh, he did say that. I remember.
And instead, I just cut. I couldn't stick it in faster. I'm like the virgin finally sees a vagina and it's like, what about the foreplay? You're like, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Nah, that's cool, man. You're giving people what they want. When they press play, they want to hear your voice within 3 seconds.
I'll be honest, like, as much as I respect an intro and like, you know, I was a true Don and Mike cadet in the day, and like I would remember what their song was that they're opening with, and other shows like I memorized the opening clips, like, you know, Opie and Anthony. You know, they had the Ecstasy of Gold. But yeah, I just, if I'm a nobody podcast, hypothetically, you know, if I'm getting into the character of a nobody podcaster, I would like to think at the very least people just want to hear someone talking immediately.
I believe another note that Othello gave you was to not make fun of your numbers.
You told her all this?
Yes.
You've come up. You're not a nobody in our world.
Yeah.
We talk about you. Thanks, we analyze you.
Well, you got to fake it till you make it, right? And I mean, if you have a legit show opener and all that, people are going to start thinking you're way more serious than you actually are.
You mean multi-platinum artist Gray Sky Eternal as our background music doesn't make people think we've graduated to the big leagues?
Gray Sky Eternal.
I feel like Stern back when, who was it, Zombie recorded American Nightmare for him for the opener of the Private Parts flick.
Except
it's roughly the same thing.
No. He just took it from their album.
All right. Sorry. Well, it is Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio. It's three people today in the studio, a rarity. Normally, I'm like the Sith. It's just me and one disciple. But we got a packed house. Going from my left to my right, we have Othello. I forget if your last name goes out or not.
If you could say it. Boucherib, yeah.
Boucherib. Oh, I do it in a much more guttural, like, camel dung kind of way.
Oh, dude.
Bukhareb.
Nice.
That's a fun last name. Nice. I like that.
Thanks.
I guess you, Evo Krikshin, yours is slightly weird enough.
My last name? Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel weird like two little formerly chubby, chubby ethnic kids. So we're like, yeah, it was real fun. We didn't get any S at all growing up with weird names and little boy bosoms. little stinky ethnic boy bosoms.
Ew.
They were smelly.
Yeah. Oh, they were just sweating out our baba ganoush with our little Mexican construction mustaches that we had from like age third. You know,
your grape leaf
the
poops.
Third grade. Yeah. Yeah. We just had that little peach fuzz sweat collector, and we were sweating all the time because we're fat from all the baklava and the stairs of our elementary schools. So, yeah, our last names were zany and fun. You're absolutely right, Waspo.
Waspo? What are you talking about?
Nothing. I don't know what I'm talking about. You Nordic princess.
Wait, what is your last name?
Krikshin.
Krikshin.
Yeah, it has like one trick of the spelling, but you look so white, it wouldn't matter.
I know. I'm Lithuanian.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mainly Irish. But I like to sail on the Lithuanian side just so people don't think I'm a crazy drunk that likes to fight all the time. Because I'm not.
your last name could have more apostrophes than an SEC cornerback prospect's first name, and people would still be like, she's white. Nothing exotic about her.
Yeah, I would survive Nazi-occupied Poland, that's for sure.
So all this half-breed shtick, and you didn't bring yourself up? You've just been sitting there pretending like you're just a normie?
I'm just a norms.
She completely skates as a normal white person.
She does, yeah.
Are you going to introduce me?
I was waiting for that, too.
I said you're Evo Krikshin.
I know, but, you know, give me a little build-up.
Well, let's see. Let's see what I can say about Eva. You once owned a cat a long time ago. And
I did. Kitty.
Yeah. So she's good with names.
Mm-hmm.
And your blouse... Right now, looks like you spent more than a couple dollars at Dress Barn on it.
This is Old Navy, bitch.
Oh, and you have a nose ring.
Yes, I do.
And I've run out of nice things.
Thank you.
Show's website is inpapasbasement.com because the person that has Papa's Basement still hasn't died and coughed it up. But Fingers crossed, people. One step at a time.
I love that story.
On the path to greatness. In the meantime, go to inpapasbasement.com for every episode we've ever done, as well as my writing. Haven't done that in a couple weeks. Been a little busy. I'm also writing my memoirs, because who wouldn't want to read those? Again, like Oates said, sell it. Fake it till we make it.
Fake it till you make it.
You know, my audience of a couple mil just on the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah.
We've kind of syndicated out west to some extent, but the East we really have on lockdown.
There's a lot of traffic in Arizona, right?
Yes, exactly. That's kind of our bridgehead there. That's where we're going to branch out. Huge with the non-English speaking crowd. Any place that has a lot of immigrants, they just hear the fart noises and cowbells. And they're like, this is humor.
The immigrants. The immigrants.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter for me. Othello is...
Othello BT.
And Eva?
Oh, I'm at Orchard Eva. Sorry, I'm still new to Twitter. I'm trying to...
You're not very active on it.
I'm not.
You're not like me and Othello, who are just like every 5 seconds.
I need to get
better. It's hard to get into it.
Like, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I remember I deleted my Twitter account like the first 2 times I tried it, and then I was like, no, I'm going to do this. And
really?
Even though nobody really responds to your stuff, eventually they do, and you're like, oh, that's pretty
cool. Oh, God. I'm like the guy just every time I'm on the toilet, just like flicking Twitter over and over. Any more retweets? Any more retweets?
Can't wait to drop it in there one day.
I would slap it right out like a bear with a salmon. Wouldn't even be a second thought. I'd be using the wash rag I cleanse my face with to get the duty flex out. Would not care.
Ew.
Yes, I could have my hands cuffed behind my back, and you could drop it in a barrel of bleach, and I would go bobbing for it immediately. I would come up with like the James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams eyes. Just those movie blind guy eyes.
Why does he always have to play like the wise old blind black man?
Hey, well, he has that role in every other movie, but I always think of him as Thulsa Doom from Conan the Barbarian, where he had the straight like Brandy and the Boy Is Mine wig on.
Yes. Have you guys seen him in Meteor Man with
Robert Townsend?
His role in that is amazing.
Oh my God,
he's just like Stoop Boy. He's like, is out there just to report all the happenings in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I just love that you know Meteor Man.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie's great.
That was a great reference.
Like I
haven't seen that in so long.
I feel like that's how they weed out fake black guys for the Nation of Islam. Like, what did Act 1 of Meteor Man consist of? And the guy in shoe polish is like, this is where we part ways. Good day, gentlemen. Take off my bow tie now. Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, we have topics today.
Yeah,
we're not
just yeah Meteor Man now. quick, producer.
Ruth, get in here.
Yeah, Ruth, you bitch. We can, that'll be our shtick. Like Jimmy Kimmel reunited the Saved by the Bell cast, we're going to reunite Meteor Man.
Dude,
that'd be hilarious.
The cast on that, have you guys, like, when's the last time you saw Meteor Man? For me, it was like a year ago.
That would be never.
Never?
What?
Dude. I don't think I was allowed to watch that many black people on my screen as a kid. No,
Got it.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, not really. It was a battle to watch Living Color. We'll put it that way.
What?
Dude, watch that movie. It's
good.
Meteor Man.
It's been a while for me since I've seen it. So, but you should see it. It's awesome.
Pull it up right now. Let's just watch it. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
That'll just be us doing an MST3K thing to Meteor Man, except with no video component.
No.
You're like, you have to sync this podcast up to the movie, like Dark Side of the Moon with Wizard of Oz. When Robert Townsend yawns for the third time, hit play. All right. Yeah, we do have an outline.
We do.
I wanted, first of all, to bring up some news of the day. We're recording this on, this is Memorial Day, right?
I think tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is Memorial Day weekend.
This is Memorial Day weekend, yeah.
Goddamn insubordinates.
I'm not texting right now. I'm looking up the cast of Meteor Man so I can sell you on it.
Okay, does it have fat This Is Raven or That's So Raven?
Oh, what's her name?
Raven Simone.
That is her. That I had the first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a lesbian.
She is. Which is kind of unfortunate. I don't know.
Like, oh, I like it.
I think I had a crush on any light-skinned sister I ever saw in a sitcom growing up.
Lisa Bonet. Oh, my God. She's so gorgeous.
All right, guys, listen to this.
Okay,
right?
Okay. All right, before we progress,
Robert Townsend, who, whatever.
Sure.
Eddie Griffin, James Earl Jones.
Okay.
Don Cheadle.
Okay.
Bill Cosby. Daddy Kane. Sinbad.
Yes!
This is like Black Godfather.
Dude. Luther Vandross.
What the hell? I didn't even know Luther.
And the list goes on and on.
Other than pretending he liked women.
Tretch from Naughty by Nature.
Yes!
John Witherspoon, who everyone knows that guy, right?
Don't nobody go in there about 35, 45. There
you go. Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's a star-studded cast. I think that's it.
That's what I knew. I suffered from depression. This is... Like, I love how I give away every answer that could ever identify me if there's, like, a robot clone of me. They just have to play this podcast and, like, they could fool my mom. But the robot would memorize my every weird thing. That's how I knew at one point I was depressed in life, because I bought a ticket when I was at UVA to see John Witherspoon live. And first of all, you're like, why am I seeing this asshole live? It was like an $8 ticket.
Right, uh-huh. Right.
So yeah, I bought my lunch, and like for the same cost as my lunch, I'm like, I'll see the guy that crapped on Friday. And he put his foot in the dog's ass. Yeah. And I remember I got back from class and I was like, I hate my life. I just slept for 8 hours and woke up at like 10:30 when his show was at 8. And I just sat there like staring at this ticket like, you've betrayed me.
Why? Was it like just so bad?
No, I was just in such a funk, I guess. Like, yeah, my job was like sleeping at horrible times for large swaths. You know, just be like, oh, maybe I'll go to bed at 9 at night and then I'll wake up and it'll all be better. And you like go to bed at 9 and wake up at 3 p.m. and you're like, I hibernated and things still suck. But yeah, it is the Sunday before Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And just hours ago, we were talking about movies with smart people. We were having some Goodwill Hunting talk in the green room.
Yeah, we were.
AKA the place with the dirty fridge that always has leftover pizza.
The kitchenette.
The kitchenette.
Mm-hmm.
I like calling it a green room. It sounds a little sassier.
Sorry.
I guess actually we do have a green room and a kitchenette. We were in the kitchenette and we were talking about Goodwill Hunting, and it reminded me of another movie smart man who wasn't smart enough to buckle his seatbelt. And that is John Nash and his wife of A Beautiful Mind fame.
Yeah.
Who are now whacking the abacus beads in heaven because their taxi driver apparently was gunning it through traffic and just like hit a guardrail.
Was this recently?
It was earlier today. And they got launched out of their car like Inspector Gadget seat style. And
I didn't know that. I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, they're both dead now.
Oh, well.
If they were black, we'd be playing Boys to Men. I just wanted to really, yeah.
Wait, they got launched from their car?
Yeah, I find it hysterical that like this great mind, a beautiful mind, if you will, and his chick they're living their brilliant lives. I think they were just back from Sweden doing Christ knows what, you know, like. Doing things with geniuses with foreskins.
And saving lives.
Yeah, 6'4", Sven Smarty. And they come back and just like Ahmed the taxi driver is sitting there, you know, listening to his weird bizarre music. You know, that kind of stuff. Just punching in and out of traffic.
It's prayer time.
Yeah. John Nash the whole time is doing, you know, force equals mass times acceleration in his head. Like,
why not? Why can't I?
Well, if we hit something right now, we'd really go flying. And then kaboom.
Oh, my God.
And this dummy, this dullard just took out this guy for no reason. Just punching it through traffic.
What about Ahmed? Is he all right?
I think Ahmed lived. Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Ahmed lived to become a DVD extra.
That always happens. The guy who causes the accident is always like, just walks away from it scot-free. Yeah,
because his stuff was buckled, yeah. I guarantee you. So he probably is like, wow, what a chest bruise. How are you, Mr. and Mrs. Nash? And turns around to just two holes in the roof.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how I picture it. When they said launched from the car, I actually picture, you know, Goose punching out on Top Gun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the noise they made because exactly. They were having fun.
That was Goose's death scene.
Like they're on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Horrible. Oh, well, RIP. That sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
They're in smart.
It's a pretty weird topic to open up the show with.
Well, I thought we could go so many directions with it. Not just a downer 3 minutes. But
I've never seen that movie. Maybe I should watch it today.
It's good.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, I hate really movies about anyone for the most part because it's always like, let's shoehorn in their whole life in 90 minutes. Stop making that face. Stop.
You hate movies about anyone? What does that even mean? Like, that's why I made that face.
What does that mean? Yeah.
I really.
Every movie is about someone.
Right.
Okay.
There's always a protagonist.
Yeah. The reality based, this is someone's rags to riches story type stuff. Mm. Almost invariably, those movies suck on ice. Like,
I disagree.
Oh, the Johnny Cash movie.
Oh, that sucks.
Sucked. The Ray Charles movie sucked. Why do we have to cram a guy's entire life into 90 minutes? That's just not how it works. Like
the Ricky Bobby movie, though. I mean,
but that's having fun with it.
Yeah. So I'm kidding.
Like, come at you like a spider monkey. Yeah. Yeah, I just, for the most part, I don't like Amadeus works, but that's like a...
I love that movie.
Amadeus is great, but they don't try to rags to riches it. There's an interesting narrative structure to it. It isn't like, well, he has that first hit. No one expects him to have that first hit, by the way, but he does. Eventually, he gets into drugs. Don't forget that. But eventually, his career is remembered fondly, and he's off drugs.
Would you classify the NWA movie coming out as a...
I guarantee you that is going to be...
I want to see it so bad.
I know, right?
Oh, me too, but it's going to be S. I mean,
I don't care. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. How asinine is it going to be when there's just like the white disc jock, you know, sitting there like, oh, and now we're, yeah, exactly, hearing that NWA sound for the first time. And then we're going to cut to the really like stuff shirt executive, and like the one turns to the other, he's like, how's that NWA riffraff doing? Like, you know, all dismissive, and the other one's like, they're number one on the charts, Chet. And then we, you know, have the montage of them getting all ballers set to Straight out of Compton. Oh, just suck mine. Oh,
isn't Paul Giamatti in it? Isn't he playing like their manager or something like that?
He's actually playing DJ Yella. He's playing a band member.
I like him.
And speaking of James Earl Jones, he will be Eazy-E.
Died of AIDS.
That's not true.
He did.
Yeah.
Lots of unprotected sex, that feller, I'm guessing.
Probably.
With dudes.
Exactly. That's how you got it back then. You had to put a D in your A.
Yeah. Needles, too. So I'm sure there were some needles involved.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think Eazy-E was all about Eazy-D.
That's the rumor. Yeah.
Was it really? I thought he just... banged so much, like, you know, I'm a racist white kid from the burbs. I just figured if you have unprotected sex with a ghetto black chick, you've got everything. It's just like a checklist of like what toppings.
Oh my you god! Put on,
except what? It's STDs.
Well, the AIDS rumor spreads like wildfire throughout the black community. Like there can be absolutely no evidence whatsoever, but they'll just immediately like Mike Jones. You know the rapper Mike Jones.
Yeah,
I've heard.
He like recently lost a bunch of weight, and if you just type in Mike Jones weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
A million AIDS like Jesus. Rumor articles will come up.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So I don't know. I think it's just something they go with.
Well,
but
I think we know how to treat the obesity epidemic in that community.
Oh my god! What can we do about heart disease next?
Yeah. Here's your vial of AIDS. Here's your vial of Freddie Mercury's blood, and here's your AZT. Enjoy your six pack.
AZT break.
Yeah, no, guarantee you that NWA movie sucks.
Oh, I can't wait.
But you're going to watch it.
How good was the Biggie movie? Exactly.
I'll never watch that.
Exactly.
I saw it. Me and my dad watched it together.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I mean, it was silly, but it was fun. We were like laughing at it the whole time.
And that's what that movie was made to accomplish. White, actually, suburban white people pointing and laughing at the screen.
I actually like the guy that played Biggie, but like everyone else, like Lil' Kim, the actress, was so ridiculous. Like... the guy that played Puffy was annoying.
Did she play Sexy Little Kim or Little Kim now?
Sexy Little Kim.
Oh, I loved Sexy Little Kim. There was an episode of Loveline. This has nothing that'll contribute to anything. But there was an episode of Loveline with her as the guest. And she like did anything short of like putting Adam Carolla's D in her mouth.
Oh.
I mean, she was like going on about it. She's like, I'm really good with Italian, man.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm just, as a Greek, I was like, I want that so... I wanted to pound the F out of Little Kim back in the day.
I'm just like... she was hot, but like Corolla, that she would like even go down that
he
road.
He has game. Like, I hate when girls say that, when it's like, he's not troll ugly. He's, like, not attractive, but, like, that guy has charisma like David Lee Roth circa, you know, touring for 1984 charisma.
He's got like horse teeth. I don't care. I know that he has charisma, and I know that he's not handsome in my mind.
You could spend 20 minutes watching that guy run a room, and you'd be like, I am 180'd on that.
Maybe.
But until that happens,
yeah.
She's just
you could say what you want
value.
Now, but yeah. Oh my God, you could. That guy would just boss a crowd, and you'd be like, I'm turned around. No rubbers here.
I always said, give me
your seat.
Yeah. I always said Louis C.K. would get it because I love him so much. And then I saw a picture of him in shorts and it was gross. So,
again, so, he's another guy.
No, you don't want him anymore?
No, you totally still get it.
I mean, he's, again, there wouldn't be much physical attraction, but after watching him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love Louis.
You know, it's just a caveman thing. Yeah. It's like, this is the caveman that can trick the other cavemen into hunting the saber-toothed tigers for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll make the great case as to why he can't go. Like, he's a smooth talker. And then he'll be around to raise my children with me. And
wait, I don't think there were, like, mind games like that back then in the Ice Age.
I'm just evil.
Like, I think it was all about, like, who was the strongest and, like, who could kill the most.
I picture my ancestors as, like, having a gut and just being like, I'd go out on the mammoth hunt today, but my sciatica. Sorry, guys. They'd be like, God damn it. God damn it, Boulder Papa Giorgio. And then, like, yeah, like, while all the other, they're away for 2 weeks hunting, like, my guy would just be, like, banging their wives or something. They'd just be like, I thought your back was bad. Shh.
Hush.
Wink.
Hush.
Yeah. And then it'd be like, why are all the kids chubby?
Wait, back to the biopic topic. What about 8 Mile? Like, is that something you find tolerable?
I saw it once. I didn't hate it, mm-hmm. other than its casual depiction of black males on white women. No, I'm kidding. I was just Eva's convinced I'm racist, so now I have to go with it.
Yeah,
to shock her. I liked it well enough at the end. I think what I respected the most about 8 Mile was it doesn't end with like, hi, I saw your set. Let me introduce myself. My name is Dr. Dre. Here's Jimmy Iovine from Interscope. We're going to know. He just like wins this crappy rap contest in front of 80 people.
Yeah.
And like he's still going back to a trailer with Kim Basinger being a whore.
His life is still shitty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like him.
You dirty mouth such.
Oh, I'm
such.
Sorry. My bad.
It's all right. This is where I say I'm going to go back and bleep it.
I'm just so psyched.
And then I forgot to bleep it. Yeah. 8 Mile's okay. Yeah. I wasn't bowled over by 8 Mile, but that was at least, it was a realistic narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the span of 90 minutes, don't tell me you went from a sharecropper's son to like like shooting 60-inch plasma TVs with your pearl-handled revolver.
Yeah.
Well,
you just need a little bit of subtlety in
yes,
these movies.
Exactly.
They'll
exactly.
force it down your throats, and yeah, I see what you're saying.
The only thing I don't want my subtlety in is porn. Just cut to the chase. The sooner everyone's done, the better. Like I can get to the remorse and the disgust with myself. You know, I don't have all day.
Oh my God!
What? I don't. Don't you hate that as a man, where like what? You sink 2 hours into adult appreciation?
The only subtlety I find in like porn is with like softcore stuff, and yeah, I have no patience for
yeah,
that.
I mean,
what you're talking about.
I mean, that's kind of, I don't like the whole like almost Jackass meets porn aspect of Bang Bros, but I do like that within 3 minutes, it's just like, oh, here's this baby oil for your tank top.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm kind of good with that. That's, I appreciate at least that much.
Yeah. You just want to get into it. Just like with your podcast, dude.
Yeah.
Three exactly, seconds in.
Exactly.
Want some papa.
Yeah, and just like Bang Bros, the podcast has been getting more and more hardcore. Like, I hate when the stills for some of the latest Bang Bros films are just, like, a guy giving it to a chick, like, doggy with his foot on, like, the side of her face.
Oh, dude.
And I'm like,
I can't take that.
I absolutely a huge turnoff. Oh, what the hell? I hate feet of all genders, first. Like, and I'm not saying I'm all rah-rah chicks' rights, but good God, she's already getting hammered. Yeah. Like we're supposed to act like this chick is just enjoying the piping from hell by a guy that's a genetic freak. You know, he's got like two microphones end to end in his pants.
Oh,
like she's probably getting
that
her
just
cervix.
My...
Yeah, her cervix is getting knocked into the back of her teeth. And
oh
she's,
God!
She has to be like, oh yeah, the whole time.
You're really graphic.
He likes to. He likes to piss me off. I'm
oh,
convinced
yeah? is that,
that's
is that
part
what's going
of it.
On?
No, that
yeah.
was, that was oh,
okay.
Was
it wasn't.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, and like.
Yeah, the last thing we need is to see her getting. Athlete's foot, like
yeah, exactly.
up in her earlobe. Yeah, dude, it's way too much.
I mean, that sounds like the next way, like the next super bug could spread. Like, you know, his foot is
foot
on her
on the
mouth, and then she blows Ron Jeremy, and next thing we know, he's just got a stump.
Like, oh
it
no,
just, it fell off because yeah, he got like Streptococcus C on his dong or something like that.
Have you seen that? Have you seen those clips? Like it's
I don't know Bang Brothers. Like
well, it's not just
Bang
like
Bros.
Bang Bros. Exclusive. It's all over the web. Like
okay.
a dude will go way too far with the like dominant thing, and yeah. he'll like straight up like put his foot on her face, or I don't know. Just
I
like,
don't. I don't like also the grabbing by the hair and like open your mouth, and I'm just gonna spit in
oh
your mouth.
Oh God, dude. Yeah. Like who watches
what is that?
That?
The program with the. with Sonny Corleone later in life. And like the shot from the commercial where they hawk in each other's mouths, like acting hardcore.
Oh, God.
And I was such a germ freak as a kid. I'm like, you both got hepatitis. I hope you enjoy it.
Whenever I watch porn, though, I just think this is so weird that I'm mentioning this. My fiance passed away last year. So whenever I watch porn, I think
okay,
that
no,
he,
hold on. I want to slow things down.
I think that he can see me and what kind of porn I'm watching.
Oh, my God.
I like how you had to destroy any kind of sexy moment the show might have had. The girl's like, I watch porn, too. And like a guy's like, yeah. And you're like,
yeah.
Hold on. First, my fiance's dead, and he watches me from heaven, so I can't get too graphic.
So the porn I watch has to be like nice,
yeah.
nice girly, making
awesome.
Love porn.
Yeah. Like mid-90s vivid.
Jeez.
When they still had a budget.
That's a stand-up joke I wrote one time. It kind of killed it, and then sometimes people don't get it.
It's a great joke.
Thank you.
It is.
Who wouldn't
it
like
makes
that?
Me feel terrible about myself, but yeah.
No, that's why I don't like stand-up. Like, if that joke didn't go over, I would just Godzilla through the audience. I'd be like, yeah, why are you so dumb? Just go.
Just laugh at me.
You should laugh. That killed. That killed when it wasn't with dumb people. You're ugly, too. And you drink gay beers.
All right, what do we got? Let's.
Well, we actually haven't. The last episode was predicting Mad Men's ending.
Oh, that's right.
We can talk about if we liked that at all.
Well, does Othello? What do you watch Mad Men?
I don't think
I've
never seen an episode, but aww. Whatever. It's cool. That's the one with Christina Hendricks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can talk about
how
that.
How good is that?
Yeah.
How
like,
good is
that?
What did that one guy that she slept with to get the partnership? He's like built like a B-52.
Yeah. She is. She has jugs like nose cones.
It makes me so mad that she's married to that guy.
What
she,
guy?
Tell okay, Othello.
You've seen Super Troopers, right?
Yes. Yeah.
She's married to the kid in the beginning that...
I'm freaking out,
man.
Is he one of the Broken Lizard guys?
No.
She's married to just like the guy that's pulled over in the very beginning that you remember from the previews.
Yeah. The guy, I'm having a hard time like picturing what he looks like, but I remember the role. Yeah,
he looks like he didn't come into this country legally.
Yeah,
she's married to that. Isn't she like from the area? Isn't she like, from Fairfax?
I think that she was an army brat. I read this, but I think that she lived in Fairfax
okay.
for some time. Yeah.
Damn. So she probably like got married to him before she.
Oh, of course.
Was a household name. Or
no,
whatever.
I think she got married to him during Mad Men.
There you go.
Oh no! Oh, it just went away.
Yeah.
Let me fix it.
Oh my God! Oh, look at his hair.
Jesus
what is she
Christ.
Doing?
Oh, look at her!
That
there.
Looks,
she's
wait,
such
can
a
you
goddess.
Size that?
Can I full size?
Or like hit view image?
Yes.
I just want to see his ugly face.
Yeah, just get mad.
God,
his face looks like when I haven't shaved my junk in 3 months, and like it's a 2-day process. And day one is I just get the hair off the ball bag, but like I leave the rest. Like
she's
his
such
face,
an angel. Look at her.
Yeah, his Damn. Face looks like the shaved ball bag part, and then like the hair around him.
She's so yeah. beautiful.
Like if you've
like,
ever watched,
she looks fake to me.
Yeah,
like she looks like a doll.
Yeah, and if you've watched The Dictator, where they show him as a baby and he just has a mound of pubic hair, Like that's
oh, okay.
That his hair looks like the dictator's baby pubic hair.
Wait, so what's that guy's deal? Is he like a?
He's an actor. I mean, he was in.
Oh my god.
500 Days of Summer as well. That's the only other thing I can think of him
god,
in.
That's infuriating.
That and Super Troopers. I can't think of.
Is he a comedian? Is he like?
He might
funny?
Be a writer. Okay. I think he might be a writer.
I'm just trying to like.
Stop trying.
I'm just trying to justify it in my head.
Yeah. I'm not making excuses. I think it's horrendous.
You got to figure out how it happened though.
He has like, a cocaine pipeline. And she is way into the white lady. That's all I can come up with.
Maybe.
That could be.
All I got.
I can't believe it.
I'm just looking at these pictures and I'm getting so mad.
You're like rubbing your boob too as you do it.
I'll totally believe that.
He's about to squirt angry milk. He has to hold it in.
Wow. Well, thanks guys for ruining my
weekend. No, it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I like how her story wrapped up. I mean, that guy that she was with couldn't handle that. She was wanted to work, and she's like, you know, F you, dude. I'm going to keep on working.
Dude, look at this.
He's
tits.
Not listening.
Sorry.
I know he's not. He's no. looking at her boobs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's how life,
long?
Man.
You wouldn't hit 60 seconds with that, would you?
I wouldn't. Like raw?
Yeah, raw. Straight
no.
up.
Not even 6 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding?
I think like in the initial plunge in, I would be done and then I'd be out.
Yeah. I can't do this. I gotta go. Yeah, you gotta like
exactly.
take it.
Exactly. I'd be like, this was a bad decision. You're married.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It'd be like a rubella inoculation. It'd just be a needle going in and then out.
This is a mistake.
Yeah. I have too much respect for your husband and his work. You guys should see a marriage counselor. This isn't the answer. Bye.
I love you.
She'd be like, you're soft. You finish? No. It was just a lot of sweat.
Wow. Don't take a pregnancy test.
Yeah. No.
I want you to have my children.
That is the most, like, you could show me a picture of, like, those poor black kids trying to go to public school in 1968, and, like, there's dogs biting them, and they're getting fire hosed, and this is so much less fair than that.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, this is...
AKA people that are listening, Google Christina Hendricks' husband.
Just Google Christina. I'm not even going to say his name. It's like Voldemort. Like
Hagrid.
No, I just... How do you could be the guy that slept through your alarm on September 11th. And as you're walking to work at the towers, you see them fall and you'd still be like, I'm not as lucky as that.
I got it. There has to be some sort of explanation for it. Like he is, you know, a rich dude or
there's nothing even dick related that
I would like
it.
To think that the explanation is that they're in love.
Just get out.
See you guys later. It's been good.
All right.
We have 40 minutes of man anger to work through together after seeing that.
I'll see you guys later. It's been really fun.
Yeah. That's our recognition from the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie Devil.
That was
the
I've never heard of that one.
Where it's like a bunch of people in the elevator and it's like, oh, we're stuck in the elevator, but the devil's in here. Who's the devil?
That was his movie?
He's like the main character in it.
No, but I meant that was done by Shyamalan.
It was like one of those M. Night Shyamalan presents.
So he produced it. So he just put his name on it.
Oh,
I was gonna
say. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that. I've never heard of that movie.
I was going to say, like, what was the twist that the elevator was working the whole time?
No, it was like the grandma in the...
Oh, was the devil?
Yeah.
Well, now
which is,
I
like,
can't
very
see
predictable.
It.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now I can't watch.
That's
it.
That's why she started dating him because he, you know, no, that's not why. There's no explanation for it.
We could do 45 minutes on just how the world is cruel.
She's just probably like one of those like cool, good looking chicks who's like, I don't
there
care
no
that he looks
thing.
Like that.
Just shut up. There's no such thing because I certainly don't.
It's a rarity, but they're out there. Christina Hendricks. I mean, you know, until we figure it out why she's married to this schlub, that's the reason.
Well, the only person that could have figured it out is John Nash, and he's with the Angels now. So we'll never be hitting that. Yeah, It was a fine finale to me. It wrapped up everything.
I liked it. And I've been reading things online. Like, he went, like, Matthew Weiner said, like, Don went back to New York and did the Buy the World of Coke commercial. Like, yeah. That was his brainchild.
I didn't put that together. I'm so stupid. I watched it, and then, like, I read Artie Lang's tweets afterward, and he explained what actually happened at the ending. I'm like, you know what? I love that fat junkie. He is very intelligent.
Because he had the zen moment out in California.
Exactly.
And then he goes back to New York to be with his family and creates one of the most iconic commercials of all time.
If you want, not that I want to stick on this too long, but if you want to read a great analysis of the ending, Artie Lang was just, like, live tweeting one as soon as it wound up. Yeah, and he's like...
I will.
The whole point was, and what Don's bosses didn't get, is he had to go and have this, like, hippie adventure to truly understand the culture that he hadn't fit into up until that point. And all of a sudden, as soon as he does, he's still able to just, like, appropriate it in a way to sell it to people.
Right.
To be like, hey, it's hippie crap, but buy it.
But buy it, yeah.
Yeah.
Do this.
And I was like, God damn, he is smart. Mm-hmm. He isn't.
And Matthew Weiner said that he had that plan the entire time.
Really?
Like, he knew how he was going to end the show from the very beginning.
Of course.
Which, like, I just, like, as a writer, it makes me so jealous that he can,
he's
like...
He's lying.
Well, maybe, but I'd like to think that he's telling the truth. I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
A ninja stepping on a banana peel, and he does a 360 in the air and throws a throwing star right into the forehead of the guy who's there to assassinate. And his little co-ninja is like, did you plan that? Yes, I did.
I did.
Yeah.
Most experienced elder.
Yeah, exactly.
You are very wise.
Wait, so this is the series finale? Or
That's it. No more Mad Men.
How many seasons did it go?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah, now I can focus my Sunday nights back on HBO.
Game of Thrones of. Game of Thrones of. Game of Thrones
of. Another show you don't watch.
I tried, man. I don't know
Me
what
too.
It is, dude.
Me too.
I can't. Too many exposed breasts.
I only got like two episodes in before I was like, I can't take this anymore.
God, okay.
I'll give it a second go or a third go today, but I don't know. Maybe still
maybe
talk or
third go.
I mean, yeah, it's that ye olde talk or whatever, and that can get annoying. But there's a lot of jugs to help you along.
I mean, but I could get jugs elsewhere.
I know. Don't you get? I enjoy seeing like incidental stuff when I wasn't expecting it. Way more though. Like I'm so you have to be the same way. Like I'm so jaded by actual porn. Like when I'm questing for this stuff, like, it's one in a million that I'll actually see something that turns me on at this point.
Yeah.
But, like, all right, if you were, let's say Aaron Andrews is on a sideline interviewing someone, and let's say 20 feet away, someone is playing Jart, and a Jart comes down and just rips every button on her blouse. And her jugs flipped out. Like, I would lose my mind watching that. Like, I would immediately have to sprint to the bathroom. Like, I was a 10-year-old with an after-church boner again.
Yeah, but that's way more unexpected than a Game of Thrones episode.
I feel like blood would start coming out of your ears if that happened. Like, just streaming out.
Yeah, I mean, it would look like an erection special effect from a Farrelly Brothers movie. Just like a loaded toilet paper tube shoved down someone's thigh. It would be like that.
Jonah Hill's fake wiener in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would just be like, I have to go immediately.
Yeah.
And then I'd be back in 8 seconds smoking a cigarette.
That's not enough to sell me on a show. Is like, sure, I'm down with boobs. Like, of course, who isn't? You know, everybody likes to see a pair of jugs here and there. But, you know, first of all, that's expected with Game of Thrones episodes. Like that's what you hear from everybody is that they show.
Yeah, but it's still
nudity.
You don't know what scene is going to contain it. Like that part is
and
an
you're
Easter
still
egg.
Like,
yeah, like you'll see like knights just decapitating each other, and then it cuts to like a king's bedroom. Yeah, and he's covered in whores, and you're like, okay. You got me.
Do you like the story at all?
I know,
the
right?
narrative, like, the acting.
You
I
more
love
than
it
that.
All. I'm just trying to sell it. Like to me, cause
I don't think you need to sell people on Game of Thrones.
No, I do. Apparently, like Othello's a smart dude, like who's convinced. I think
really.
He's dumb.
It's true,
but I don't. Yeah, and so it always weirds me out when someone I find intelligent doesn't like what I like because I'm just like, well, I'm smart. You have to like it. I don't know. It's a good show. Everyone likes it.
I think I punched out when the, like, is it called the Dothraki?
That
gigantic, ooh, like, dude that looks like me with long hair.
Yeah.
when he...
Khal Drogo.
That guy is so hot.
Jason Momoa.
When he took that, the princess or whatever to the beach and, like, basically had sex with her while she was crying profusely.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think that's when I punched out. I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is too much for me. But, I mean,
quite a gentleman over here.
Yeah. Nah.
Can't get over a rape.
No, it's just like, I was like, okay, I've had enough midgets banging hookers and gigantic men, you know, banging majestic women. But I don't know. If it's the story, then maybe it takes a little while for it to actually, like, hook me or hook somebody. But I'm not there yet.
Give it a shot.
There are those episodes like Breaking Bad or those shows, what's it called? Those shows where, like, I feel like with Breaking Bad, the first episode, I was, like, hooked. I was like, this is pretty crazy.
My
like,
brother, for whatever reason, I guess once Opie, I had to, and Anthony were talking about it. Like, he watched season 5 and 6. I guess the last two. He was
Breaking
all,
Bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he went back
and
tried.
Oh, he went in on 5 and 6?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe even just 6, actually.
Okay.
Huh.
But he tried to watch episode 1 and was just like, what a piece of crap.
Really?
And like now he just proclaims himself like the Breaking Bad expert. And he's just like, those early seasons blew. I'm like, oh, you mean the one you saw 10 minutes of? And you can, you know, King Will taps his scepter against seasons 1 through 4. I dubbed the S.
You're horrible.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Maybe my vice is television. So, like, I really, when someone's like, this is a good show, I almost view it as homework. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give this, like, 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Like, only recently have I been like, your time has, I'm not saying it's very valuable. Let's be honest. You're not curing any diseases. You're not teaching little
you're
kids.
You're not up to much.
I am.
I'm not, yeah, well, yeah.
I'm teaching little kids.
Yeah, you're teaching them how to play pretend.
I'm teaching theater.
Yeah, exactly. You're not teaching them how to cure diseases.
Oh, right.
That's really how I measure worth.
Teaching like, them how to cure
will
the
you make it? Yeah, so that I don't have to wear a condom at some point before I die. Like, can I live the same way that, like, John Holmes lived?
I'm pretty sure he died of AIDS.
So.
Yeah.
I guess I can live that way.
You can if you want.
Yeah. I don't know. Can I raw dog bitches like Abe Lincoln did? You know, just pulling out my stovepipe dong.
And, raw dog.
Yeah. Just going.
Is that
to
another
town.
Cher song that I'm missing out on?
Nah, I just made it up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It was supposed to be kind of like, I got 5 on it.
Smash hit.
Yeah. I just raw dogged it.
An all-time classic.
Yeah,
we also had Letterman doing his final show. This is where I get to sound completely ignorant.
I didn't.
Never. Like, I guess he was, when I was young, he was really good. But, like, my love of the weird late-night host was Conan O'Brien.
Me too.
I love Conan,
me
yeah.
too.
He's the first show I ever took drugs to. Where you experience that phenomena where you turn to your friends, you're like, Andy and Conan are so high right now. Like, why is it you get high and everyone else is high right. all of a sudden? Like, you feel...
Was this during your cough syrup days?
Yeah. Cough syrup hot.
Dems was the days.
Yeah. No, it's...
Wait, so because days, you love Conan friend. So much, you can't appreciate David Letterman? Is that...
I'm just saying he was my Letterman. Like, yeah. And not that I've grown up with Conan, because so many people were on Facebook. It was almost this weird, like, the same way... Do you remember when the Asian guy shot up Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, I got a blowjob once at Virginia Tech. This tragedy is awful. Like, you just tried it as any way you could to tangentially connect yourself, you know? And it's like, one time a guy sent me an eBay toy I won from Columbine, Colorado. I hope he's okay. You're like,
you gotta figure out a way to make it about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's right. Everyone's posted, like, so many people. And, like, guys I like, and I'm not gonna, you know, say they're doing anything wrong here, but... A lot of people are just like, well, this is my thought on
name
Letterman,
names,
blah, blah, blah.
Full names.
Yeah. Chris Lingenbach.
It's a real name.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
It's a guy who in no way, I think, ever watched any Letterman whatsoever. But you never know.
I've never watched Letterman ever. Conan, I always watch Conan.
By the time we were, like, cognizant, we were, like, functioning, I won't say adults, but even, like, you know, preteens or whatever, Letterman was already the stuffy ass over on CBS. He wasn't like his weird self. And I felt his entire CBS run was just people that liked his first 10 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was like listening to the Rolling Stones. Did you really get in with Bridges to Babylon? No. You heard Satisfaction a few times, maybe Angie once, and you know, you've
Gloria.
Liked him kind of ever since. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Gloria there.
So did you guys watch it?
Did
you?
I did not. Not a second.
Not one second.
Not one.
No.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
I didn't care,
but I watched it.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
I guess I felt this last episode, this series finale.
It felt like an event.
Yeah.
But I would have felt like such a fraud trying to get in on it. Like, you're a woman watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, women don't like sports. Any. I'm John, circa 74. It's just, you're my mom watching the Super Bowl. Like, why am I explaining to you what a field goal's worth? This means nothing to you.
She knows what a field goal is.
No, she doesn't.
Really?
Like, that, if I am ever at home, that's my Super Bowl ritual. She's like, how many points is this, that?
I'm not going to lie and say I know everything about sports, but I love football and baseball. But everything else, I'm like, everyone's...
You're half right.
You probably understand basketball. It's a pretty easy sport.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand it, but I don't care about it.
Yeah.
She understands that she wants to kiss all the boys on the court.
I don't care about, like, hockey, really. I've been to hockey games, and I like going, but, like...
Yeah,
everyone's going nuts about like the Caps. I don't even know what's going on.
More tidbits that will one day let T-1000 clone of John listen to this show and successfully impersonate me 1,000%. I believe I've been to 3 Caps games in my life, and all were for your brother's birthdays.
Really?
Your dad would take me and him and maybe one other kid.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Only live hockey I've seen.
We've known each other since I was 6.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And we've slept together since you were 8.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Duggars.
My dad heard that. Yeah, speaking of the Duggars. Yes, the
Duggars. That is a segue. This is your segment, Eva. That's where I pull back the curtain of any sort of professionalism. The big news this week, Eva, you take it because I have to handle some texts.
Got it.
And maybe a dump in a coffee.
Okay. So I hate myself that I watch this show. I really do. I mean, this family is awful. They, you know...
Tell us about the Duggars.
The Duggars... Okay, so the Duggars are Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar. And
that's not real.
When the show's...
That's not real.
When the
Are you kidding?
Oh, Jim Bob, yeah.
Yeah.
That's his name.
JB.
JB Duggs, man. JB Duggs.
Like, there's an adult named Jim Bob. And
Jim Bob.
There aren't. Don't they live in the South? Like,
they live in Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Does he sell breakfast?
I don't know what
sausage
is Arkansas. What do they count that as?
It's a terrible place.
What do they count that as, though? Is that Midwest?
I mean, that's like the 8th ring of hell.
Okay.
I think. Like, Arkansas is one of those states that even the rest of the South is like, we don't want you.
But is it Southern? Like, do they think?
I think, like, Georgia laughs at Arkansas.
Okay. You know it's bad if South Carolina laughs at you.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Jim Bob.
Aren't they one of those, like, on the obesity index? Yeah. Like, don't they skew it up for everyone?
What, South Carolina?
Arkansas?
Oh, like, probably. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a lot of gang violence in Arkansas.
What?
Like, in Little Rock, there's, like, a documentary. I forget what it's called, but it's, like...
Did they fight over Baskin Robbins?
Nah, there's, like, the Bloods and Crips in Little Rock, and they,
yeah,
they throw down. Like,
we the high cholesterol blood.
Your mama got diabetes.
So does yours. I know. It's a serious problem.
Why are we joking about this?
So the Duggars, when they started, had, I think, 14 kids when they first made like a TLC special. And now they're up to 19. 19 children, all with J names.
Jeez.
Every single kid has a
name. Like Rebecca and... Hiram and
Rachel.
Yeah.
Avi.
Yeah. That kind of J?
No.
Oh.
Like names that start with J.
Oh.
So the oldest Duggar, Josh, and his wife Anna moved to the DC area, and he started working for the Family Research Council. And it recently came out.
I have to ask you something.
Yes.
To slow this down to a crawl.
Okay.
Because right now I feel like you've jumped on this piece of news' penis. And you're riding the hell out of it.
Okay. Do I need to, stroke it first?
I want you to make love to it.
Ew.
I want you to look in its eyes and, you know, give a little point to the camera and then just go slow at first. I feel like you're about to go to prison and you're getting like one final. You're screwing the way Ray Liotta.
You always direct
before
me.
He ships off. No, it's a horrible tendency. You're right.
You always direct me.
I like more details.
Okay.
What exactly, why do they have 14 kids? Why are they up to 19?
They are very, like, religious Baptists, I think. Like, Baptist evangelicals, is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah,
evangelical like
Christian.
So yeah.
Is that their tenet, like, just have a billion kids?
They don't believe in any form of birth control.
Okay.
They don't believe in. So I guess
this is it safe to assume the parents have had sex throughout their marriage a total of 19 times.
It could be.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, she's except been, for when they're pregnant. When they're pregnant, she.
Well, you can have sex when you're pregnant.
I know, but I'm saying that would like bump the number up.
Yeah. I think she's probably been pregnant for about.
Oh, are you saying that like because they're heavily Christian, they don't pork a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think
every time they do it, it's to have a kid.
Oh, just for
Really?
No drop of seed wasted.
Yeah.
See, I think it's the other way that like Christians. Don't get me wrong. This is me making a blanket statement. So if you're Christian, please be offended. you know, they are squares through and through. I mean, like, these are the people that think KISS stands for Knights in Satan's Service or whatever. But I think one of the things, I think one of the things that they want to put out there is like, hey, man, if you're Christian and you are married, you get to ball like crazy. Like, any day of the week, just go balls deep, kids. So
like in your wife.
Totally in your wife. That's it. Just in the confines of marriage.
Okay.
But like once you guys are married, you stick it wherever you want. If you want her to grease up her feet and mash them together, have fun.
What do you think her body looks like after having that many kids?
I mean, I can tell you her box looks like Luray Caverns. Like it's got stalactites and mites.
She actually doesn't have like a fat face though. Like she's kept it kind of together, I guess.
Yeah, she lost a lot of pounds when her vagina fell out. It's like the engine on a B-17 after it went bombing the Nazis, and it just took like 80 pieces of artillery. Just plops out over Dunkirk. There went my box.
So she has 19 children.
Just riddled, yeah.
I think there's two sets of twins, and that's it, out of the 19, which is like she's been pregnant for 20 years.
I couldn't, like, I have a very realistic worry that if I'm ever with a girl and she has a kid, like, I wouldn't be able to look at her unit sexually again. Like, 19?
Yeah. That's definitely looking like a chewed up piece of Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, oh my God. That looks like Yogi Berra's mitt. That thing has seen some miles.
I don't think he goes downtown.
Oh, of course not.
No,
yeah, yeah, no way.
They do it through sheets.
Of course not.
That is sinning right there. That is.
Yeah, exactly. Why should.
Does he make her go downtown, you think?
Maybe, but like he definitely doesn't because that's the devil's seat.
Yeah.
So why would he kiss that?
Yeah, is he like, can we try it the French way?
And then she takes her little mascara and puts a mustache on her face.
Can we try it the French way? That's from a movie. Sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah.
She's like,
it'd be great if he's into it the Greek way.
You mean put my mouth on it?
What is that from?
It's from Boardwalk Empire.
I was going to say, yeah.
Can we try it the French way?
I need the mouth on it line. That was a trigger warning.
Yeah. But her oldest son just stepped down from the family research. I don't know why I'm laughing saying this.
No, it's
hilarious.
Yes, he blew a bunch of kids.
From the family research council because he came out when he was 14. He was like diddling his sisters.
Slow down. It's too funny.
He was like diddling his sisters.
Why were you laughing at that?
I don't know why I
What's
am
wrong
because
with you?
You're making jokes and your cheeks are getting... I don't know. You just
that's just because I'm fat and sweaty. You're like, your cheeks are red and you look flushed. I'm going to have a heart attack at 7 p.m. That's why. I am John Candy on the set of Canadian Bacon right now. Enjoy the laughs while you can, kids.
So this is how he went to his father at age 15 and said that he was fondling his sister's breasts and genitals.
Jesus.
And the dad just...
At 15.
And the dad just brought him to a friend to give him a stern talking to.
Well...
That's how they handled it.
No, I... first of all, did you guys ever do the doctor thing at all as a kid with anyone?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
You did? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
My mom was a babysitter.
I regret it to this day. You're talking about where you like the doctor.
You still can't poop, right?
Like you were the. We don't have to talk.
You
about
know,
like,
I went patient? To the doctor and he asked me like to come to a back room with him and.
He played this 6 weeks
Why
ago.
Are we laughing?
I thought that was like normal.
Yeah. No, I definitely remember taking a part of a Transformer. If All the Decepticon or the Constructicons, the Destructicons came together, and the big 5-piece Transformers, they had a chest plate that would snap on like when you put all 5 of them together, and that would make them look like a different robot. And that chest plate definitely went down the pantaloons of some broad that my mom was babysitting.
Did your mom find out?
No, I mean, because I don't think
you guys,
it actually...
You guys, it was me.
Like, because I don't think I, like, actually rounded the curve and went in. I was, just like, you know, like a locksmith using a jimmy, like, on your window to pop it. Like,
no,
I kind of just did that. You know what Schlage Seekey way when Ilko makes those 5-pin models and not the 6-pin?
So hot when you talk locksmith.
So I was like just taking the breastplate of this robot and just fishing it down the front of her britches, as I recall.
Oh my goodness.
And then I do remember this. This is the first time I've remembered this in 20 years that it didn't smell great afterwards. But she was a kid, so she probably just had urine all over.
Yeah, it's probably pee. That's what I was about to say. Probably, like, pissed her pants.
Yeah. This is the best.
Yeah.
This is how I kid cream.
But that's how his dad handled it. He brought him to a family friend. And funny part is, the friend that gave him a stern talking to about diddling his sisters is now in jail for 50 years for child pornography.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So the friend's advice was just like, did you film this?
which
pinching his nipples the same way Othello was earlier.
Which sister?
That's my tell right there.
I mean, that's how the father handled
it.
Was it
the strawberry blonde?
I think that's really like inappropriate.
Why would he
handled?
Work for the Family Research Institute or whatever?
Yeah.
If this is going to happen, if they research his family, like it's like he wanted to get caught
getting researching his.
And he like told his wife about it before they got married. She's like, "Yeah, I knew."
Yeah, that's cool.
He told me NBD. All about it, and he asked God for forgiveness. So,
like
that's what it was. And he went to like a Christian camp for a week and asked God for forgiveness, so all was forgiven.
Oh man, that's the same way they cured John Wayne Gacy. Oh wait, yeah, I think what blows me away about that story.
Mm-hmm.
When there's like lighthearted prepubescent hijinks, aka everything I did. What is the statute of limitations in Virginia?
If Howard was here, he could tell us.
Yeah.
He could
give us the wrong date.
Yeah.
I love you, Howard.
We love you, Howard.
Yeah.
I don't know you that well, Howard.
Yeah.
But he loves you.
Yeah,
exactly. He'd let you play doctor with him.
Mine or yours?
Yeah. I just picture us both, pants are on our knees, just each of Howard's index fingers inside
us. Ew!
Me turning to Othello. I misunderstood what you're going for with the joke, so I covered our bases with this.
In hindsight, in theory, this seemed like a good idea.
Yeah. That'll be the cover of the podcast. Right.
Did you ever wonder yourself why the girl stopped getting babysat by your mom and coming over to your house? Like, do you ever, like, not saying it, you did have something to do with it, but do you ever wonder if it had anything to do with your little
Transformer game?
Yeah, or why her mom started buying me Transformers.
Oh, God.
I forgot why my mom's babysitting career went tits. I think she went and did something else. I don't think it was because I was a kid rapist. I wasn't duggering them. It probably was mutual.
Sure.
Yeah.
She asked for it.
I probably got Optimus Prime where the sun don't shine.
Optimus Prime where the sun don't
exactly.
shine.
Exactly. Treat my ass like Unicron and eat him.
Oh my God. You were saying you can't believe how it's. How
well,
it was
okay.
Being...
There's that as a kid where it isn't part of your sexuality. You're just dumb. You have no idea. It's the same way I found like a Vagisil applicator and I was like, this is how I'm going to make snow on my toys. And my mom immediately just smacks my hand like I picked up a plutonium rod. I was like, go wash now. But when you're 15, that's what you're wired to be into. Like when I was 15, I wasn't like, oh man, you know what I couldn't wait to get with? Little kid boobs.
Right.
No, like when I was 15, I was disgusted. Well, especially 13, 14, I was disgusted by the girls around me. because like I was attracted to grown women.
Right.
Like
right.
all of a sudden,
that
like
you saw in magazines and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, big tits rule. Have you guys noodled this one out yet? Like, I know I'm in the GT class, so spoiler alert, tits rock. And I would look at, yeah, I felt I was with girls because I was. I'd just be like, ugh, really? It wasn't until like I was maybe 16-ish where a lot of the chicks you're with, all of a sudden you're like, okay, you got something.
Mm-hmm. But you never had like a crush on a girl in elementary school or anything like that? Like,
I mean, I did, but I had, there was nothing sexual to it. Like, true. I kept fantasizing that a girl I liked would fall off the jungle gym and I'd catch her.
Yeah.
And then she thought I'd be like a hero after that.
Aww.
That's still what I think about.
That's so cute.
So you would just sit there and hover waiting for them to like... Okay.
Just Monique.
Today's the day.
Yeah, you would grease up the monkey bars.
Yeah, hacksaw. Just leave that much of each bar. That'd be great. And then it just falls and goes right through my eye socket.
Oh, God.
I get what's coming to me. No, I mean, when I was a kid, and then like fifth and sixth grade, like you have a crush on girls, but it's like, again, I'd like to date her. Well, what does that consist of? I'd hold her hand in the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't until, I would say, at least 9th, 10th grade where it's like, I want to date her. What does that consist of? Leaving one on her chest. You know what it consists of. We've all watched Showtime. Like, yeah, you're just, I don't know, man. Like, I had adult urges. The thought if you're, like, you're
but
15.
But at 15, you were having adult
urges.
Yeah,
you're not, if you're 15 and you're horny for a little kid, like, you don't grow out of that. Like, that's what you are sexually into. Like, that, this is chapter one in the sexual predator identification handbook. You know, like, same way it's like, spot a serial killer. Well, probably started out torturing animals. No one is like, yeah, I killed a dog, and then I went on to found Greenpeace. It's like, no, I then started blowing and killing little boys.
Oh, God.
Like, when you say, hey, at age 15, after this guy's wiring, his sexual wiring kicked in, he started molesting his little sisters. Mm-hmm. This guy touches kids to this day. Like, I'm laying money on that.
While they were sleeping, too. Which, I mean, is just so creepy.
Sleepcreep.com.
Like, yeah, him hovering
over
them.
How do you get away with that? I mean, I would definitely be woken up if somebody grabbed my nipple while I was asleep.
Me too.
You know, like,
I mean, like, if the guy was cute enough, I would play sleep. What? Just one eye open.
But I knew people like in 7th and 8th grade that were hooking up with chicks. Like, I think
me too.
It's kind of late, but you know, I wouldn't say that they're freaking pedophiles because they were hooking up with 15
other
15
year olds.
Yeah,
I guess
there was girls in my 7th grade class,
but
that
at 15,
yeah.
I think your scary preference, you know, ages with you, but there are some people who just, they're stuck, you know, back in those middle school years, those middle school preferences.
Yeah, it must be like a mental
like Matt
thing.
McConaughey and all right.
Yeah. But I just think his parents handled it horribly.
Well,
I think he's
how
disgusting.
Old were they when he was, because I get what you're saying, Oates, but like a 15-year-old girl has a shred of puberty about her. Like in retrospect, like at the time, as a kid, I felt they were too young for me, but now that I'm older, if I ogled a 14-year-old, maybe I'd be into it. No, I would probably at least be able to say, like, okay, she doesn't look like an 8-year-old, you know, like something's going on there.
Yeah.
So, like, if he's, I guess, Christ, his dad's name is Jim Bob. What chance did he have?
He stepped down from the council.
Wait, so were these, like, how old were the sisters that he was?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they go from, like, you know, she probably had a baby every year.
Oh, so they were never specific, like, it was this.
They were never, and apparently there was family friends that it happened to as well.
He really liked this.
Yeah.
Like, that, this is his MO, man.
I feel like when I was 15, I would just take whatever I could get. Like, we would watch Scrambled Spice Channels.
Of course.
We would, my grandma had a doctor's textbook, and there were pictures of naked chicks in there, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would just take whatever I could. So, I don't know. So that's why I have a hard time like, in my head saying he's a pedophile forever. If he was just taking whatever not justifying it, not saying it's okay,
right.
But if he was just, oh, these are the only chicks around and I'm a horny 15-year-old and I think I can get away with it. That's one thing. But if he was like playing around with like 8-year-olds and, you know, sorry, I'm just cursed. But, you know, whatever like that, like that's a completely different issue and he needs to be burned at the stake.
And that's that, yeah. So that's why you think what he did is okay.
Yeah, basically. <I'm just kidding. laughs>
Yeah, he's going down. He might be going to
jail.
I
wonder if the sisters are going to come out like it was me.
Oh, no. That's another thing. He can't go to jail because the limitations, what is it? The
statute of limitations is 3 years.
Yeah, it got out like 2 years ago or something. Like, would be the... or.
Wait. No, it would be 3 years from when you did it. So, like...
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Like, you could rape a kid in Arkansas and then 3 years later make, like, rapedakid.tumblr.com.
Oh, my God.
And that's it. Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did I just unlock something in your head?
No, that's just, like, that boggles my mind.
Yeah, it's great. 3 years. That's an eternity right there.
Hold, so, like... one of them can come out and say it was me or whatever.
Yeah.
And nothing will happen to him?
Absolutely nothing.
Jeez, dude, that's nuts.
Unless it was under 3 years ago.
Huh. Well, somebody's going to do something to him.
Yeah. So you can't get away pretty from. Much like if the Seahawks were good when you got raped by this guy, you're out of luck.
Yeah, he's going to jail, I hope.
I mean, I hope, because this is like such... backwoods hick stuff. They already moved, by the way, after I guess TMZ secured his arrest record, or not even arrest record, just secured whatever was on his permanent record, if mm-hmm. you will, that contained this crap. It was purged as of like 2 days ago by whatever local judge that I'm sure is related to him in some way.
Right.
It's
and then Mike Huckabee like backing him up.
Yeah, I love that. Like, that's just such a, I know I'm not going to get the nomination, I might as well kiss up to the guy that helps me on a state level move. Like, really, so if you have any actual presidential aspirations, do you go out of your way to be like, that kid that blew the little kid, he's in my corner.
Like, wait, what did he say?
I don't remember specifically, but he was like, he was a young man and he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
He sought forgiveness from Jesus and from God. And
yeah.
It's admirable that he's coming out now and telling people, and he stepped down from the council, like just stuff like that.
Yeah. And I really do abhor the term white privilege, but
it's a thing.
Well, yeah, I don't like hearing about it because my life sucks and I'm white.
Okay.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if this were a black kid doing this, he wouldn't have just had a stern talking to from a police officer where they said he learned his lesson. Just call it a hunch.
Right.
Might have a record. Might have a different life a little
also,
bit.
Also, like, Christian privilege. I mean, that's definitely a thing,
yeah,
too.
That's what I was thinking. I don't see a black kid on 19 kids and counting. Like,
yeah. But, like, I just...
Really? Because I can see a lot in it.
I think they're so in their own little, like, Christian bubble out there that they just protect each other. It's like a mafia, almost. So they, like, hid the secret until he could get away with it.
Oh, and it's then, like that weird Mormon thing. And, you know,
yeah.
Oh, what was my favorite show with Bill Pullman as the...
Oh, Big Love.
There you go, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the weird Mormon mafia.
Yeah.
With Napoleon Dynamite's grandma.
Oh, yeah, it was her.
So creepy.
It was her. That's true.
God bless that damn show.
So nothing's going to happen to this guy. He's just hanging out.
Hanging out.
No, he just had to resign from some council whose mission it is to make sure gay people can't marry.
Right.
Because
wow, dude.
The Family Research Council.
Yeah. And by the way, again, like if there were two gay parents and one of the kids they adopted molested the other kid, I'm sure all they would get to is a stern talking and nothing would happen to those kids.
Right. Yeah.
Wouldn't be forcibly shoved into new homes or anything like that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Does he still live in D.C.? We should find him.
What are you guys doing later?
What Transformers did you use? Speaking of things we want to watch in reality.
By the way, I just want to clear up. I'm not trying to say that it's okay to molest kids. All I'm saying is, in my mind, I just want to justify me being attracted to the chicks I was in school with when I was in eighth grade.
When you're 15, you get to legally bang.
You were saying that it was kind of weird, like if you're into anything but adults when you're 14. But I was definitely into some of the chicks I went to school
with. It's weird if you go younger. If you're like 15, you're like, I really want to feel up an 11-year-old. Like, that's the start of a pathology.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you just don't, because you're growing so rapidly every year. Like, I remember, this will sound weird, when I was a senior, I had guys who were eyeing junior girls in my class, and I thought they were like kid touchers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like,
really?
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, I look back now, I'm just like, you can hold up your birth certificate, and I'd be like, And it's midnight. All right, let's go. Like, that's me now.
I'm the same way. I thought they were scumbags, like seniors dating like 10th graders. And
Yeah. Even like, 1 year lower. Oh, and the whole thing that you sometimes see on TV where it's like, oh, we're seniors. We're banging as many freshmen as we can. I'm like, what freshmen did you have? Like, I would have felt like a kid rapist touching freshmen as a senior. Like, and we had some hot juniors. Like, looking back, I'm like, you needed to make exceptions, Captain Homo, because there was some good tale.
Yeah.
But, man, I just, scaling backwards, that I should be much more specific. Scaling backwards, you are an effing creep on wheels. To be 15 and be like, I want to touch the other, the 15-year-old boobs. I got that. That's
all right, cool. Because there was this girl, Brenda Covarrubias, and she had gigantic jugs.
She sounds like she has big Mediterranean.
Yeah.
She sounds like she was a D cup at like age 7.
She was great. Yeah.
She was great.
So don't make me feel bad about
it. Can we end the show with Facebooking her?
I don't know if I'm friends with her, but we'll try. Yeah.
We'll find her.
All right. It's the last bit of news I figure we'll cover on this one. We are all DC born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
Not born.
Well, okay.
Come on, dude.
I'm trying to fit you into our good American world over here.
Where are you born?
Morocco. Casablanca.
Oh. Ooh.
Great. Yeah. Now we're on a watch list. DC born and raised, right?
Yeah. All of us.
Right? Oliver. That's your new name. It came out the other day that there are three finalists for HBO's Hard Knock show. For those that don't know what that is, it's a program where HBO and its lovely reality, like everything HBO touches is gold.
Me, I agree.
Has anyone ever seen anything on HBO where you're like, the production values on this suck? It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's not TV.
HBO. It's that weird staticky thing that like I'm conditioned like Pavlov's dog to get an erection when I hear that noise.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks follows an NFL team through the 4 weeks of its preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
And the finalists this year, three teams, I believe actually down to two at this point. It was the Bills, it was the Texans, and it was our beloved Washington Redskins. As of right now, it's actually down to, from what I gather, just the Texans and the Redskins. And there was a time in my fandom of the Redskins when I had a shred of hope and I would have thought, this is a distraction. This is the last thing they need. About 2 years ago, I realized it's never going to change.
No.
Yeah. Like, I am like the crying girl raped by Khal Drogo in season one of Game of Thrones, to do a callback. And
so sad.
Yeah. It's nothing ever is going to happen. I'm going to keep getting hammered in the A by this mountain man. And at this point, I want nothing more than for them to be on that show. I want for 4 weeks people to see the dysfunction of this institution, of this organization. I want to see RG3 look like the idiot he is.
Pull up to practice in a limo every day.
Yeah.
Not that he might not be an idiot, but because that first year, when they won 9 in a row, RG3 could have walked in the door and made love to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And
you would have been like, yeah!
Yeah, I would have been just like knocking on the door like every 15 minutes. Like, do you need any refreshments? Can I get a camera?
Do you need Mr. a Gatorade?
Yeah. Like,
how are your electrolytes?
Yeah, my mom would be like, well, shut up, bitch. I was talking to Robert. That's how it'd go. The next 2 years, not so much. But I want to see him do something inane on camera that recaptures, like, remember as a kid, did you ever get the talking to from your teacher? Because I got it all the time about good attention and bad attention.
Yeah.
And good attention is getting an A in your class. And bad attention is like when you pretend to crap your pants.
Bad attention, yeah. Or hawking a loogie in the trash can.
Yeah.
Getting screamed at by Miss Bonner.
Yeah.
God, I hate her.
I was the king of both kinds of attention. But I knew that like good attention got you nothing, because if you just walked around and you're like, look at all my pluses.
Yeah.
People be like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. But if like the fat teacher walked by, you went boom, 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 with a rhythm with her steps. Like, yeah, exactly. Everyone lost their minds.
That's bad attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the NFL, you can only have good attention so long before people really turn on you. Like Russell Wilson, like he just does amazing things on the field. And what has it gotten him?
Yeah.
Like, people still second-guessing him and being like, your wife cheated on you and stuff like that. But, like, the bad attention, we can't get enough of it. Like, calling in his prime Randy Moss an asshole.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. RG3 has gone from good attention that first year where people are like, this is football Jesus. This
right,
guy's
right.
insane. And, like, the last 2 years, he's just been such an unlikable. Like, you can't root for the guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, you can maybe pity him.
But he's done it all. Like, the tactic, like, what Randy Moss did was worthy of getting bad attention. You know what I mean? Like, it was things he was doing that.
Well, he was like a wrestling
really
heel.
Abhorrent. And yeah, yeah. Like, pay that fine, straight cash, homie. Like, same things like this. All RG3 does
he
is
really
like, quote
never
the Bible.
Sucked on the field. That was the beauty of Randy Moss.
Yeah, that's
it was
true.
Always still just like, kiss my ass.
Winning
great.
Cures everything. Yeah, yeah. For sure. I mean, the way the country and probably HBO see it is, the Redskins, everybody's, you know, the NFL's most hated team, the team that everybody talks crap about nationwide.
They're up there.
Versus the Texans, who have J.J. Watt, who's like the golden boy of the NFL right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody loves.
Oh, my God. If you're, I'm sorry, if you're a white man who isn't just in huge, pure gay love with J.J. Watt, yeah. I don't know what's wrong with
everybody
you.
Loves him, yeah.
Yeah, I look at him and I'm like, see, if I trained hard enough, I could be really athletic.
Yeah.
And it's just J.J. Watt.
But I think J.J. Watt, like, does those things that RG3 was trying to do his first season or two, where it's just, like, over-the-top nice stuff. And for whatever reason, you know, the fan base turned on RG3, but J.J. Watt, like, the other day I saw on Twitter, some girl was trying to go to, like, some event he was throwing, some charity event, and she asked him to, like, she tweeted him, hey, can you get me off of work, blah, blah. So he, like, hand wrote, like, this long letter to her boss, like, saying, hey, please let her get off
what?
Of work, blah, blah. Yeah, and then he tweeted it out, and then, like, the next day she's, like, tweeting that she's on her way to the charity event or whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he savagely beat him with his bare hands.
So just things like that where it's, like, over the top, like, trying to be, like, a good friend of the fan base and all that stuff that, you know, everybody just is kind of not really tired of it yet. Like, everybody wants more. I have a hard time seeing them, like, turn on him, but as you say,
well,
they'll probably eventually
they'll turn on him.
Well, yeah. It's because he's insane on the field, isn't it? Just winning
right.
cures everything type stuff. I mean, if he did all this crap and he weren't, I mean, that's what pricks we are. If he weren't just really the top specimen in the NFL right now, some fat boy boob slob would be like, I'm glad you're doing that instead of hitting the weights, JJ.
Yeah,
that's how big, like, RG3 would just tweet inane stuff like, here's my new logo I came up with.
You don't do that with a 3-13 record.
Yeah, the entire time you're like, fix your ankle, asshole.
Your glass bones.
Fix your, exactly. That's a spirit animal. Samuel L. Jackson, yeah. Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
He would shake hands with J.J. Watt at the end, and J.J. Watt would see how RG3 blew up the train he was on. RG3 would say, now that you know who you are, I know who I am. And I just quoted a movie that 4 people have watched to the end. So you know what? And I was 3 of them. So screw you. I love Unbreakable.
So you do want
that movie.
Yeah.
I want nothing more than them to be. Because what's the worst that can happen? Another 3-13 season? 2-14? Bring it on. I don't care. Like, I have no hope.
How much creative control do you think Snyder and all those people will have in this series, if it happens here in
I would assume none. I would assume, like,
yeah, I don't think,
because
that
if that's the case, I definitely want it. But if it's one of those situations where they're like, oh no, cut that part, we don't want the people to see how terrible we really are, then
I wouldn't think
that they would have any creative control.
I think they would sign over things at the get-go that are like,
right,
you can't do crap. Doesn't mean I don't think you wouldn't get like 10 letters from him during the recording being like, please cut that out.
Yeah.
I look like such an asshole
right.
in this part. But they would just laugh and be like, no, it's
sorry, we
great
have our contract
television.
Here.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then, I mean, because I don't think we've ever seen like an unfiltered, like, you know, look into Redskins Park. You know what I mean? Like, we've never seen what really goes on. Everybody knows that, or everybody has suspicions.
Hitler's propaganda machine was looser about what it let get out there.
Yeah.
Than what comes out of Redskins camp. That is the most manicured image you will ever see. It is the most dysfunctional crap hole, I guarantee you. Like, it is a joke.
Oh, I want
how
it.
How crazy that
place. I want it then.
I want nothing more.
I want it. I didn't think about that. You're right.
Yeah.
Like, we never really see what's inside.
Absolutely. It's just Snyder running around like just a tyrant.
Yeah. Being like the puppet master.
Yeah.
But wow, I never thought about that.
He's a clumsy puppet master, but he can get away with it because at the end of the day, it's sports. It's not a real story.
And he has more money than, I mean, he can control. He can control things because of the money.
But it's not like he's withholding some world truth.
That's true.
Yeah. It's just a dumb football team. That's why he's able to control this crap. I would love seeing all the players making fun of the coaches, calling them idiots. The coach is making fun of the owner.
Snyder and Allen like hanging out on the side of the field calling plays. Like.
Exactly. Just
let's go with the Hail Mary this time.
With the Benny Hill music playing in the background.
Little Etch-a-Sketch calling,
Did you watch the one last year with the Falcons?
Yeah, I watched, I think, like 3 out of the 4. For some reason, I didn't watch them all. I mean, I remember loving the Rex Ryan ones.
That's the one I watched.
Because Don and Mike would like cut the audio samples and play like, now let's get a goddamn sandwich.
Yeah.
Just such a great line of a fat man.
I like Rex Ryan.
He's great. Who doesn't love Rex Ryan? Foot-loving creep.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That video of him. I swear to God, that got his team even more loyal to him. There isn't a black man alive who doesn't love a foot.
Is that true?
Yeah. If you listen to a lot of brothers talk where they include their favorite parts of a chick, without fail, like painted toenails are mentioned. If you're a white,
that's
I don't care.
Point, yeah.
You can have like the wheels of Rosie from the Jetsons for your ankles for all I care. If you're abroad, if the rest of you is hot, I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Big seal slippers. Like, hopefully I'm not staring at them. Like, they're either going to be behind me or on my shoulders. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
You could have bat wings.
Or on her face.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be my tootsie.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Oh, sorry.
It's just, it doesn't go into my consideration. I have zero foot stuff. Like, guys are like, I love a chick in high heels. I don't give a crap. Wear sneakers. Just be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I'm into. Are you attractive?
You can even have smelly feet. Whatever.
I mean, yeah, I'd work with that. That would be like the least of my considerations. If a
better
chick
than a
smelly
vag.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I've plowed through that. So let's be honest.
I've heard some stories.
Yeah.
A chick let's tell them all right now.
Yeah. A chick could smell like she ran a marathon 5 minutes ago. I think it'd be fine. Be like Dom DeLuise turning down bacon. No, wouldn't happen. Oh, I guess we can punch out.
All right.
We got all the major stuff. Our outline.
Yeah, we're pretty much brilliant.
Othello, you were right.
Talk about Cher.
we got to 1/5 of what we had written down. And that's good. That's the way it should be. It means we had a roll, a flow.
We done good.
Yeah, we were in the moment.
We done good.
Like
sorry,
Clint.
I love making fun about Mortal Talk.
Like Clint Eastwood at the end of Unforgiven. Over Gene Hackman's corpse. Should have said that. All right, that was Papa's Basement. I am John Papagiorgio, joined by these lovely people. Say your name.
Othello Busharab, as Papa says it.
And Eva Crichton.
All right, so show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every show we have ever done, as well as my writing. But if you really want to help the show, if you really care, type in to your Google machine, as Tony Kornheiser says, iTunes Papa's Basement, P-A-P-A apostrophe S. That'll let you both subscribe to the show and rate it. And in theory, one of these days we'll get enough ratings to trend on iTunes. It won't happen. But I like seeing that we get more ratings. It makes me happy.
How many ratings are you at right now? Do you know?
51. I mean, it's no joke amount. Yeah. That's even huge podcasts have like 250, 300. It's not like, you know, Corolla is 30,000 or some crap. Even he might not be at like 1,000 reviews. So 50, I'm not exactly disgusted with myself. But, yeah, do that. At Papa's Basement for Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. And these two, your handles are?
Othello BT on Twitter.
I'm at Orchard Eva.
No.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. I think we plugged everything. You can also find Papa's Basement on Stitcher. Spookiescomic.com, the webcomic I write. Check that out. It has the same sense of humor and sensibilities as the show. And you can find us on Stuff Dudes Like, let's see, the More Like Radio Network and the Misfits Podcast Network, hosted or run by the lovely Alia Janine, former adult star that I creepily text once a week or so. She has to pretend like she isn't disgusted by it because I turn in the most podcasts out of anyone on the network. So she has to be like, ha ha, you're so funny. And then just pray that the conversation dies quickly. I'll hit you up again next week, buddy. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
Later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.